the Bible
to Ephesians chapter number 2. And then we'll be going back to Isaiah reading some. Me and Brother Larry Neal was talking the other day on the phone, and he said, we're living in the most dumbest generation, biblically, that's ever been on the face of this earth.
Amen.
Now let that sink in. You say, preacher, how come? I may get tight right here just for a little bit, but I'm going to try to help our hearts correctly. But we'll go to the church. We'll hear Oscar preach. We'll hear David preach or Taylor preach or whoever preaches. We'll go out the door, says good preaching. Go home, won't do a thing in the world that was preached to us. Then when we get home, we'll turn the television on and never pick up this blessed old book to try to get any stronger. Or we'll turn the Facebook on and never pick up this blessed old book to try to get any stronger. Or we'll get the cell phone and play with it. Now come on, I'm trying to tell you where we are. We are ignorant on the Word of God. You know, I thought what Gina said, Bible, she talking about her faith. Bible said faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, if our faith gets stronger and stronger, that means we need to hear more preaching and more preaching and more preaching. And we need to do more studying. Amen. The Bible said they went home and searched the Scripture daily to see if the things be so that the apostles preached to them. Do we search it? Bible said they for you to examine yourself and see if you be in the faith. I'm like our hide tonight. Now I'm telling you, we talk about things coming in the church, keep it out of church. I'll tell you where we need to keep it out at the house.
Right. Amen.
When we get our house holy, the house of God will be holy.
Right.
Amen. Keep getting so rough, I'm gonna try to read something. I'm telling you, our homes is coming apart at the seams.
Yes, amen.
Oscar have been talking about it. J.D.'s been in it in Genesis chapter, well, just in the book of Genesis. Now you go back to the book of Genesis, somebody said you're trying to get us on the law. That was a long time before Moses was born. That's the law, all right. But it's God's law.
Amen.
And you know the first thing that God ever established in the Word of God was the home.
Yeah.
You know what's coming apart today at the scene? Home. They say divorce rate has dropped. They say it dropped away on down. You know the reason why? They quit getting married, start checking up and living together.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Bless the Lord.
I didn't intend to say anything, but I just get like it is. We need some good old mothers and daddies. Ain't God to get anchored in God. I get anchored in the Word of God. Amen. And get down and read the Word of God. I teach it to our children. And pray with them. And learn them the Word of God. And learn them if they don't do it. How the judgment of God is going to fall on them. Amen. God, a word is the only hope we got.
Amen.
You might all went ahead and pray.
Yeah, pray, Lord.
Don't laugh at the title tonight. Whenever I put it out, it's kind of funny. It come to me the other night, and I'm going to try to preach on tonight. But I want to read about 10 verses here in Ephesians chapter 2. And then I'm going to go back to Isaiah chapter 45. And verse number 1, and you hath he quickened. You know who done it? He done it.
Amen.
Who were dead in trespasses and sin. Oh, preacher, I'm going to do better. If he don't quicken you, you'll never do any better.
Amen.
Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, how the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Said you did at one time walk in this. What does that mean, preacher? If you one time did, I mean something took place and changed you.
Amen.
Took you out of dark, put you in the light. I took you out of sin, put you into righteousness. Amen. Took you out of the hands of the devil and put you in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by one Spirit, not by one bucket of muddy water, by one Spirit are you baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Y'all ready to stay all night? Amen. Among whom you are, whom also we all had our conversation, our lifestyle, in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But look at these next two words. But God.
Amen.
That's where it hangs. But God.
That's yours.
Who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us even when we were dead in our sin, dead in sin, has quickened us or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, amen, and has raised you up together and made you to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward you through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now let's examine that verse just for a minute. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that what? That faith, ain't God, is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Even God, the Bible said, God has given every one of us a measure of faith. Amen. I bless your heart, and when we get a measure of faith, the more the Word of God we hear, the more our faith will grow. Amen. That's what's wrong with this world today. Our modern preacher has failed to preach. Amen. I never seen such a mess. Amen. Women claiming to be men, men claiming to be women. Amen. Sex change operations. Ain't God ain't a thing in the world. But right straight out of the pits of hell. We need some old men of God. Amen. To get full of the Holy Ghost again and get back under. Amen. The shoulder, our hand, the arm of God, and preach one more time. Either turn or burn, or repent or perish. Let God make a new creature out of you.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Now that goes back to Cornelius, where we had in our Sunday school lesson. He had some pretty good work, because the Bible spoke about it. Amen. Where he gave alms, and he prayed day and all that kind of stuff. But when it come down to the business of God, he was a lost man. Do all the good deeds. I'll encourage you to do it. But that won't get you forgiveness. Amen. I'm going to try to preach on that just in a minute, if I ever get this through with. I bless your heart. Not a work lest any man should boast. For we are here. Workmanship created in Christ Jesus under good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We, me anyhow,
I don't know about you, but this is the workmanship of God had brought me out of the, thank God, the hell holes of this world. Thank God from being a drunkard, a thief, a blasphemer, you name it, and I've done it. But God, God come to me one day. Thank God He quickened me. He made me alive. It's Him. It's Him. It's Him. I don't have to worry about marijuana. Amen for my part. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
God, I'll just eat turnip greens and cornbread and shout my way through here.
Amen.
God, Christ is failing to be preached. The cross is failing to be preached.
Amen.
And the holiness is failing to be preached. And I'm not talking about the shingles. I'm talking about the holiness. This Bible talks of be ye holy even as I'm holy.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, Lord help me. He said, wherefore which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Let's go back to Isaiah just for a little bit. Amen, Isaiah. I'd like to read verse 21, Isaiah 45, verse 21, 22, and 23. Might just read the rest of the chapter. I don't know, but I want us to look at it. Amen. Now you notice what the scripture said over there. Amen. We wasn't saved by works. You know how I'm saved? Now don't lie. I'm saved by good looks.
Hello, guys. Come on.
Let that sink in. I'm saved by good looks. Let's see what the Bible said. Tell ye, verse 21. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Hell not. I the Lord. And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. So I'm saved by good looks. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? One day I got a good look at Christ. Amen. First of all, God, let me see myself, Tommy. Just like I was. Thank God I didn't look good then. Amen. But the Holy Ghost, amen, drawed me to Christ. Hallelujah. I looked at Him. I had a good look. Hallelujah. And God, let's just get Isaiah while we're there. How you read back. Having Isaiah chapter number 1 on through chapter number 5. And anybody in any church, I would love to have him as a church member. All my what they would have given. I'd have had that man for a church member. Even a pastor, no doubt. He was going around saying, woe ye. A woe unto you. A woe unto you. But you know what? Isaiah saw, got a good look. Amen. He looked good. The year the king Uzziah died, he said, I saw. Amen. He's looking good. I saw the Lord high lifted up. Hallelujah. His smoke filled the temple. And God, I bless your name, Lord. For how good you are. But Isaiah looked good at the Lord Jesus sitting on the throne. That's how I'm saved. I by good looks. I looked upon. The Bible said he was a savior. The Bible said he was a rose. I'll share it. The Bible said he was a lily of the valley. Thank God I was looking at something. Thank God I got a good look. Bless his name. And that's what how this world needs today, is to have a good look of the Lord.
That's very.
Done wore out already. But his train filled the temple.
Yes, sir.
And the seraphim flying around hollering, "Holy, holy, holy." Now, if we'll listen to this, there's a pretty good dress code in this. Yeah. Amen. Said them seraphims had six wings. How with two they covered their face. How with two they covered their feet. So they didn't run around in this modern generation half naked.
Amen.
And with two they did fly. Hey, God in Isaiah had that good look. Amen. He looked good. Thank God it's the Lord. And then he seen himself and said, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and all my friends and all my neighbors, hey God, they got unclean lips." If we realize that we're really not as holy as we think we are, realize that we're nothing, and God is everything.
Yes, sir.
I've been preaching to myself all week on this. Amen. Saved on good looks. Amen. Just a good look at Christ. That'll do the job. Amen. I read over in the book of Acts where there was a man. By the man the name of Saul. Making havoc of the church. Killing people. Binding them. And putting them in jail. Just like America, this demon possessed place we're in today. It ain't gonna get no better. Amen. If the church don't do like they done over in Jonah's day. Ain't God get down in sackcloth and ashes. Ain't God and cry mildly unto God. Amen. Get God to hear us again. I will sit here. Mike will talk about what's going on in Ohio. Talk about what's going on. I'm talking about what's going on in heaven. Amen. I bless your heart. If not his will, that any should perish. How that all come to repentance. God ain't the one to judge his name.
Come on.
God ain't the one to send nobody to hell. God
come
on, James. Yes, sir. You in there and be saved.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord.
That'll do the job.
Yeah,
it will. Preach on. Me and Andrew Tunkin, he's preaching up in Virginia tonight. Me and him been talking today backwards and forth. I told him kind of what I had out. He's going to preach on tonight. Hey man, I'm preaching on I ain't got a guy. I look good. Good looks. He's got to kid me about it. Then I got to tell him what I was thinking about the scripture. He said, "Boy, that there preach." Hallelujah. Hey man, there was Saul. I'm threatening people. I'm killing people. I'm putting them in jail. But it's going down there with papers in his pocket. I'm from the high priest. How to put people in jail. Thank God they was a great light. I shine from heaven. That's what I'm preaching about tonight. Hey man, talking about Obama ain't gonna get nothing done. I'm sorry. Everything needs to see a light from heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, whatever one of our senators need, I see a light from heaven.
Yeah.
wonders with me. I see a light from heaven.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Right.
I ain't gonna hear it from Billy Graham. I ain't gonna hear it from Benny Hinn.
Come on. That's right.
They ain't going to hear it from Gail Myers either.
No, sir.
I ain't going to hear it from John Hagee either.
Come on.
Because he's got too many wives to be preaching. Hey, man.
Come on.
I'll preach it just like it is. That's what's the matter today. Amen. Them that's been married three or four times. I've got a big congregation to follow them. Amen. Need somebody like me that ain't got good sense to get in there one time and say, if you'll get a good look at the light, I'll then get this. Or he said, my word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy pathway. He'll direct your footsteps. He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I know how bad this world is. I mean it. But I know there ain't but one hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All. That's all for that.
That's Jesus. Need more Jesus preaching.
Yes.
Need more Jesus living.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I said it before and I'm getting so sick and tired of it, I can't hardly stand it. I go around here, everybody's a Christian. Okay. Bible said they was first called Christians at Antioch. It didn't say they called themselves a Christian. People call them that. You know why they call them Christian? They're going around doing the same thing Jesus was doing.
Right.
I don't think he had a left-hand cigarette either.
Amen. No, sir.
I don't think he put on a costume for the Halloween party. Amen.
Right.
But y'all, when that light shined down from heaven, Hank been to God, he fell down up on the ground. He got a good look. It was such a look, Mike, had it even made him blind. Hey, man, I'd like to preach on that for a while. How do you know when you're going blind? It's in the book, amen. Hey, if you'll read it, you'll see where you're going blind. But he fell down on the ground. And thank God I'm glad. How that one good look, I've done the job. Because he said, Lord.
Yes, sir, he knows who it was.
Somebody said, you get saved now, make him Lord later. He's Lord whether you ever get saved or not.
Amen.
You don't make him Lord, he's already Lord.
Right.
What you do, you just die before him. I heard a fellow say something the other day, it was on radio, and I wish I could have been where he was. He said, what you need to do is give your heart and your life to God. I mean, that's the way he had of getting saved. Why, God don't want that filthy heart. I tell you what, he said he'd do it, he'd take it out. And put you in a heart of flesh. Amen. God bless your heart. He changes. If you get that heart changed, it'll change your footsteps. It'll change where you go. It'll change what you do. It'll change the way you dress. It'll change the way you talk. It'll change what you want. He'll say, well, bless his name. I feel like preaching. I'm more than I felt. And I don't know when. Ever. He saw, thank God he had a good look.
Amen.
That's why he got saved by the same thing James did.
Right. Yep, sir.
A good look. You know, it was so great. They called him in Kingswood and questioned him.
Uh-huh.
And everyone he went to testify, you research it out. There's three times in the book of Acts. Every time they questioned him, God got bigger.
Right. Yeah.
He said a light shined from heaven. Then he said a great light from heaven.
Then he said, a light brighter than the noonday sun. That one good look, hallelujah, I set his soul on fire. Amen. I wish to steer today, how we're going to get put in jail. That's where old Paul's headed for. I bless your heart. I'll get in jail and preach to the people in jail.
Amen.
Right. He got some of them in there looking good. Because they found him.
Yes.
Amen. He thanked God he had a good look. Bless his holy name. And you'll find an old man one time. He's more than this and I can do anything with. I met one time in Mark chapter number 8, I believe it is. He was dwelling out amongst the tombs. Amen. Full of devils, just like our generation is today. They say, oh, it's just some streak of meanness. Ain't a thing in the world just full of demons. That's what this generation's full of.
Amen.
And us. And I'll put my Oscar name right top of it. We ain't as close to God as we ought to be. We'd be able to catch some of the sorry things.
Amen.
Bless your heart. I'll preach to him just like I will anybody else.
Amen.
Thank God we ought to be able to cast out some demons in the day we're in.
Amen. Right, bless the Lord.
They tried their politics with him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the church got him down at the Halloween party.
Come on.
Maybe they got him to go on a hayride. Maybe he even got him out there on Easter to hunt a few Easter eggs.
Come on.
Might have got him put on the Santa Claus suit, ho, ho, ho. But you know what they do? He just break them chains and go right back where he was.
Yeah.
I bless your heart. But one day, there was a man come across the sea. On the ship, he set off his foot on that sand. That man got saved by good looks.
Yeah.
He went down there and fell down at the feet of Jesus. Thank God he looked good. Got a good look.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I the demons in him. I said, why have you come? How to cast us out before our time. Suffer us. How to go down yonder.
Yes.
And get in them swine. You know, people got things today. That hog won't even have.
Right. Amen. Right. Right.
He looked good at the Savior.
Uh-huh.
I've often wondered. Brother Milby preached to one time. I heard him. Said, brother, that Jesus got off the ship with a sack under his arm. I don't know. Just his way of preaching. But I've often wondered where he got them clothes at. I tell you, he didn't get them at Walmart in a fashion style.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God the Bible said when they come out of town, they found him clothed.
Yes.
Clothed. And in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Somebody said every time you pray, amen, God will always give you what you want. I can prove to you that very scripture. That's not so. Amen, that man prayed, Jesus, let me go with you. He said, no, sir. You go back to your house and you tell them what good things God has done for you.
Yeah.
Somebody said, God, I won't answer a sinner's prayer. I prove he will.
Yeah.
Thank God them Gadarenes around there and said, get out of our country. You know what he done?
Uh-huh.
He answered their prayer. He got out of that country. He left them down there.
Yeah.
Went back across the sea. I told him tonight, I got saved by good looks. Amen. That day when I come here, I got a good look at Calvary.
Yeah.
I got a good look at the blood. I got a good look.
saved by good looks.
Kind of silly title, but it's true.
Right.
You'll never get saved till you get a good look.
Amen.
Amen.
Because them Gadarenes, they saw him just the same as old Legion did.
Yes, they did.
They just didn't get a good look. If they had been, they would have got it.
Right.
Amen. Bless your heart. I read on down just a little further. Where there was a woman. Amen. Been down yonder. At the doctor's office so much. The insurance has grown out. Maybe Social Security was gone. Amen. She had an issue of blood. And the doctors couldn't do a thing in the world. Amen. Said, just go on home and die. Ain't nothing we can do for you. But somewhere, she heard. If I could but and see him get a good look at him, how she pressed through, how that crowd, and took the H-I-M, and got to the H-E-M, and got to the H-E-M, him, of the H-I-M. Amen. Got a good look. Hey, God, she has made whole from that very hour.
Amen.
Heaven, Lord. She didn't have to go back for an oar. I was at work one time. We're sitting there, Micah, eating dinner. The old plant down here broke down. I was talking to folks hard at work, women know what it was, and I tell them about how I used to drink and all that kind of stuff. And a deacon of a church sitting there. He's about as spiritually minded as a baby armadillo. Said, did you ever try Alcoholic Anonymous? Big crowd sitting around. I said, yes, I did. I said, the 28th day of 1975, I went to Mount Moriah Church, and I thank God I got a good look at him, and one trip grinded me out. I didn't have to attend none of this.
Amen. It'll work.
It'll work today for that generation we're in.
It will.
If men will go back to preaching and quit preaching this smooth stuff, amen, so just do whatever you want to do. I go down the road and along the road just verbally believe a few scriptures.
Come on,
hey man, there wasn't in that Bible that I didn't believe when I was lost. I didn't know nothing of what was in there. But I believed it. I was Virginia when I got lost. When I got lost. Hey man, when I got lost.
Yeah.
I seen there was the one thing. That was to get there and get a good look.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
That's all this generation we need today. I'll tell y'all a good way to get shed of me. Get me an appointment to White House. You think I won't preach him to him?
Yes, sir.
I preach you, if you turn to him, you're going straight to hell.
Right.
Because this Muslim Mohammed bunch, all you want to, how you going to wind up in hell?
Right.
Amen. You twist them scriptures around. And thank God to prove yourself right when you're wrong. If you want to, you're the one that's going to pay for it. I'm telling you right now, you better get a good look at him. I then get a good look at that. I then get a good look at yourself. Hey, God, I'm going to tell you something. That's right. And you're wrong.
Amen.
That book is right from cover to cover.
Amen. It is.
Down, I listened to Don last night. He almost got me started up. Amen. Bless your heart. He got all more used part of what he used last night. Amen. Bless his holy name. When they went to crucify Jesus, they crucified him between two thieves. In Matthew, Amen. They said, when they said, if you be Christ, save yourself and us too. And then come down off the cross and save yourself. And the Bible said, the two thieves cast the same into his teeth. But from Matthew to Luke, something changed. There's one of them in Luke, one on one side began to throw it at Jesus, and the other one on the other side said, why are you doing this? Man done nothing amiss. We're getting what we deserve. Amen. You know what he done? He got a good look at Jesus. And Jesus said, this day will thou be with me in paradise. Amen. You talking about looking good. Don't you know that old thief had stole all his life? I've getting what he justly needed. And got what? Amen. He didn't deserve. Because he looked at the Lord. And the Lord said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. That's what we need today. Is some preachers that will go back to God's book. First live it.
Come on, James.
I'll never forget it. 39 years ago, this past October, standing right along here somewhere, was the night that I announced my calling to preach. And Joe Willie Fugit walked over to me, and that finger was about that long. Stuck it right up in my face and said, boy, if you're going to preach it, you first lick it.
Amen.
He didn't show no mercy on me, Taylor. He just told me like it was.
Yeah.
Amen. I bless your heart. I ain't never forgot it. I think about it quite often. I thank God for a man that would do that. Thank God instead of patting me on the back and said, oh, just go around. I with a few pacifiers. I bless your heart. He said, when you preach, preach the book.
Yes.
They saw me. I don't know if Jimmy Sue would, not if he would. She'd be my probably the only one I don't know. That night that they ordained me out at Plainview. I mean, that presbytery was full, sitting over on the left-hand side of the church. You stand in the pulpit. Deacons, preachers, and so on and so forth. And I had to preach to start off with before they asked any questions. Me being the one that was ordained, I preached on the qualification for a bishop. Me being the one that was being ordained. And when I got through, I asked the presbyter, said, you got any questions you need to ask me? Not a one. I got to, a few days later down at work, me and Brother Elwin sitting down there eating, I said, yeah. He said, I've been to a lot of ordination services. That's the only one I ever been to, and they didn't ask no questions. He said, you know why they didn't ask none? He said, there wasn't none left to ask when you got through. Amen. God bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. I don't remember what Junior Garrett preached that night, what he preached anything or not. But I do know. Amen. If we'll get some preachers, I ain't gonna quit trying to be popular in this generation today.
Amen.
And go back to preaching Jesus. How to our folks across our hell. God bless your heart.
Come on, amen. It will.
They're too busy. We get home watching television, computer. Now don't get mad at me. I don't care to name it.
Come on.
Cell phone and ball games.
Come on.
Church has to call off a revival meeting on Friday night because the folks got to go to a ball game.
Amen.
Back whenever I was going to school, if the church had any, school had any activity, it sure wouldn't be on Wednesday night.
Amen.
And we didn't even go to church. They wouldn't have it on Wednesday night. Now that's when they have it on Wednesday night. Amen. Why, them ungodly bunch of heathens. Amen. God bless your heart. All's going on there. He is gambling and cussing. Amen. Don't tell me. I've been around a little bit. I'm completely dumb. I look good. I tell you. I look good at the Lord.
Amen.
He lets me. I see some things that's going on in this day we're in.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
This man right here is not as ignorant as you think he is. He sees things whenever you don't pay no attention to it. He sees it. Out on at a job or stop at the store, he sees things. He's like me. He's watching. Won't know what's going on around. I don't want my nose into everything. Amen?
That's right.
I guess I better hush. I'm in deep enough trouble as this, I guess, ain't I? Amen. But I'm telling you right now, I got saved by good looks. Amen. Good look at Jesus. Amen. When everything else fails, amen. I read one time, I just got to go with this one. I read one time where there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He heard that Jesus was coming and he wanted to see him. And the Bible said he went down and climbed up in a sycamore tree. Had God setting up amongst the leaves. I thought he was hid. But Jesus seen him. He got a good look. I mean, he's looking good. He saw Jesus. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For this night, I must abide at thy house. How many of us would climb a tree to see Jesus?
Come on, Jamie.
That's your question. You answer. He climbed a tree.
Yeah, he did.
Just to see Jesus. Amen. I better hush on that. But I got saved by good looks. And you did too if you got saved.
Amen.
I'm not talking about this carcass. I'm talking about good looks. Good look at the Savior.
Yes,
amen. We need more of Him preaching this day. Amen. God bless your heart. We got everything in the world going today in the name of religion. Got preachers are coming on radio. Amen. Get a 30-minute broadcast. Take 25 of it. Make an announcement and then the gorilla five apologize because they run out of time to have time to preach. Amen. Best thing to do if you got a radio broadcast, just go in with your Bible open and just start preaching. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. One time over here at Center, not back for our lightning struck that station. I got plugged in one Sunday. Hey, God preached all and I walked out down the hall. Old colored preacher was in there. I walked, come on out the door. Walked to the van, opened the door, laid my Bible down. I was still preaching. When I got in the van and drove off, I was still preaching. Amen. We need to have some preaching.
Amen.
You know what I believe will put it there? Look good.
Yeah.
Look good. Look good at him. We'll turn it to Brother Oscar. Amen.